Start the recording. Whenever you're ready.
So we'll get started in just a minute. Thank you all for coming. We're going to start the webinar and discuss Educate AI, Computing and Undergraduate Education, and the Nair classroom and how they all connect to each other. All right, so let's get started. My name is Jeff Forbes. I'm a program officer in the Directorate for Computer Information Science Engineering. And I am going to start us off today. So we're going to talk about the Educate AI initiative and how that connects to the Improving Undergraduate STEM Education, Computing in it. Undergraduate education program and the resources available for AI education from the National AI Research Resource. The Educate AI Initiative is a joint initiative between the SAES Directorate and the STEM Education or EDU Directorate. I am joined here by my colleague Allison Kennedy, who's also in education and workforce in size, and Katie Antipas, who is the office director of the Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure. So I want to start off today by talking about Educate AI. Educate AI was a new initiative announced towards the end of last year by NSF. And the idea of Educate AI is to enable educators to make state-of-the-art inclusive artificial intelligence educational experiences available nationwide, and doing that for people at all levels, K-12, community college, four-year college, and graduate students, as well as adults interested in formal training in AI. Right now, all we have is the first phase of this, which we have a Dear Colleague letter that invites submission of proposals to advance inclusive AI education. And today we're going to talk about that for two-year and four-year college students through the Computing and Undergraduate Education program. But first, I want to talk about Educate AI. So Educate AI seeks to support professional learning opportunities in communities. By professionals, we're saying, how do we help educators or faculty in order to be able to incorporate AI education? And has a particular focus on inclusive AI educational resources, those that are going to be responsive and engage a broad cross-section of students. And those educational resources can be a lot of different things: curricular tools, data sources, assessments, and so on. And then also, we're also trying to support the educational infrastructure needed to support AI education across institutions. So what We're particularly interested in is how can we help AI education and sport education, not just at individual institutions, but across institutions, and what the infrastructure is that we are need in order to do that. And we expect that we'll be able to build upon and contribute to research on broadening participation to better understand and inform efforts to support students from groups historically underrepresented in computing, and also contribute to the research and development needed to make state-of-the-art inclusive AI education available to all students, particularly in these two-year colleges and four-year colleges and universities. So in Educate AI, the goal is to incorporate AI material into computing courses. Now, usually when we say computing inside, we mean size, right? So size that can be computer science, computer engineering, information science, and things that are related to those computing courses that enable students to progress in AI education pathways. And importantly, are responsive to the quickly changing need of the AI workforce. So that's part of what why we say state of the art. And again, it's crucial that they aim to broaden participation in the AI workforce. So broadening the participation of students from groups that are traditionally underrepresented or underserved by traditional courses. And we expect that these proposals may incorporate the perspective of stakeholders, such as, in particular, the AI subject matter experts in the science community, industry professionals, and educators in formal and informal settings who can inform the kind of work that you would do to create this inclusive AI education. And where appropriate, you might want to address data science skills and practices relevant to AI careers. And you're encouraged, projects are encouraged as appropriate to connect to existing AI research institutes and other NSF-funded AI research projects in trying to expand AI education. So I want to talk about the Computing and Undergraduate Education program. So the goals of this program broadly are to re-envision how to teach computing effectively in a scalable manner, focusing on those undergraduates from groups underserved by traditional computing courses and careers. So there are three tracks to Q, and I'm gonna describe them relatively quickly. Note that we have a previous webinar which goes into more detail that's linked to the program page on the three tracks, and also the solicitation will provide more details as well. The transformation track seeks to address key challenges in undergraduate education. Sometimes that's interdisciplinary education. How do you make courses more modern by integrating topics from emerging topics such as artificial intelligence, holistic degree support, and inclusive online teaching? The Pathways track recognizes the key role of two-year colleges in course in degree and career pathways. So it encourages proposals that are trying to make those pathways more effective, looking at both the entry points and transitions that are involved in pathways to two-year colleges. And then there's the Mobilize track about developing a national vision through convening the science community. So to talk about each of those tracks in brief and some of the key things. So the Q transformation is trying to address these key challenges in undergraduate education. A key part of a Q proposal is it has to make a substantial regional or national impact on some aspect of computing pathways. It doesn't have to deal with all aspects of computing pathways, but should make some substantial regional and national impact. So what that says is beyond, a single institution and thinking about what this can do to be more transformative. And we want innovative ideas in computing education. So ones that are new approaches and actions that produce some kind of fundamental structural change or go outside of or beyond existing norms and principles. If your goal is to adapt a well-known idea into a new context, that might be appropriate for example, we have the IU's EDU program where you can focus on, doesn't have to be the regional national impact, and you can do more in terms of focusing on something that might exist already, but doesn't exist in this particular context. The CUE pathways, as I said earlier, are supporting exploring effective pathways to computing degrees and careers. Importantly, they have to involve a 2-year college as part of the partnership. The goal is explicitly about how you're supporting pathways involving 2-year colleges. So a 2-year college has to be part of the partnership. And it is encouraged but not required to have synergistic partnerships with industry as appropriate, given the important role of industry with a lot of 2-year colleges. The CUE Mobilize is developing a shared national vision around innovation and inclusion in undergraduate computing education. National is the key thing here. This needs to involve a very broad cross-section of academic institutions, academic organizations. This needs to be something that is happening at a national level in order to be a CUE Mobilize. Something that's focused on something smaller would not be appropriate for this. And we only make one CUE Mobilize award. So it's important to think about what your options are there. This can think about curricular support in key areas, how we can do transformation across institutions, and how you can develop a common scalable educational infrastructure. Who can apply for CUE? So CUE, institutions of higher education, nonprofit, non-academic organizations, for-profit organizations, and state and local governments can apply. Importantly, transformation and pathway proposals have to have an impact across multiple institutions. And in particular, they have to have a multi-institutional partnership with a lead institute of higher education, at least two other institutes of higher education. So it's not merely enough to have one institution do the work and then just pass it on to a couple of institutions, but they have to have an impact across those multiple institutions. And when we say, we expect three to be involved, they can be more in terms of a transformation or pathways proposal. And we'll bring this up because in the previous competition, we unfortunately had to return a substantial number of proposals without review because they did not meet this requirement for the multi-institutional partnership. So make sure that your project for transformation of pathways does do that. Okay, so now I'm going to pass it along to Katie to talk about NAIR Classroom.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. So you may be wondering what does the NAIR have to do with this? So I want to start with a couple slides on backgrounds for the National AI Research Resource and tell you how that connects in with Educate AI. Okay, so the vision for the NAIR is a broadly accessible and a widely accessible national infrastructure that connects researchers and educators to the necessary computing, data, software models, training, and user support. And the goal with the NAIR is really to democratize and broaden access to these resources that are hard to get access to right now. You can click again, Jeff. And some of the key goals that were laid out for the NAIR are to spur innovation for the country, increase the overall diversity of talent in AI, improve capacity for AI R&D, and to advance what's called trustworthy AI or responsible AI. So next slide, I'm sometimes asked why we need this concept of a NAIR. And well, there's many reasons. One is while we do have large computing and data assets in our country, many of these critical resources are really concentrated at our largest technology companies in the country, some really well-resourced institutes or university. And we really want to make sure that researchers that are investigating or using AI to investigate key societal challenges that they have access, as well as our students, right? Our students need to get hands-on access to models and software. And it's increasingly common that we hear from instructors or professors that just say, I don't even have the resources to run an introductory class and give the type of projects or assignments that we really need to prepare the next generation. And so what the phase we are in right now in the NAIR is we're up in a pilot phase. And there was an executive order that directed NSF to launch a pilot for the NAIR. That's okay. They can go to the next one. The vision, the potential users of this the NAIR are absolutely AI researchers. And domain scientists that are applying AI, those are the chemists, biologists, physicists. But that third category is why I'm here today, because who is envisioned to be users of the NAIR are students and educators as well. So go to the next slide here. So in terms of the architecture for the NAIR pilot, we are envisioning right a set of researchers, US-based researchers and educators, they access resources through a NAIR portal, NAIR portal, NAIRpilot.org. I'll show you that a little later. And they access a distributed set of resources, computing, cloud computing, data sets, and also educational platforms. So the key thing to remember here, I've said it a lot, but it's confusing, is that the NAIR is an infrastructure. It's an infrastructure where you request and you could request access to computing or data resources. It's not providing funding for researchers or educators' time. And that's why we're here and partnering with Educate AI, because we know for many communities, just providing, you know, a Jupyter-like notebook is not going to be enough, but we really want to couple that with the curriculum development or a research proposal like Jeff has described. Okay, so go to the next slide here. So Jeff had asked, can we do this you know, webinar last week? And I said, no, we absolutely have to do it this week because we, on Monday, we announced some new opportunities with the NAIR pilot. And so you can go to nairpilot.org. And there are resources for educators. They're primarily resources that are like Jupyter notebooks that are all in one hardware and software interactive notebooks that are really popular in courses now. And so first of all, you can apply for these resources even if you are not applying to Educate AI. I will say that, and I will use the 110 people on this call to share that. But we know just providing access for some communities, that's not enough. And that's why it's really important that we have this partnership with Educate AI so that when you submit your proposal, you can also be requesting resources from the NAIR pilot as well. Let's go to the next slide. There are right now, there's two types of educator resources available. One is a notebook offering from a private sector company called Vocarion. And this offering, it integrates in with, I think, learning management systems at universities, grading systems, for example. And it's backed by some CPU resources, which is really adequate for the majority of, I think, courses. They're not yet integrated with GPUs, but we're kind of looking at options there. The second option is a resource from the National Research Platform. We call it NRP. And these are more just a standard Jupyter notebook, and they do have some integration with GPUs. Applying for these resources is actually really straightforward. We're trying to make it a low barrier to entry. So, you have to describe what your course or training is, and with a draft syllabus, the number of students that you would need to serve, and some kind of estimate of computing and storage needs. And of course, one of the goals for the NAIR pilot is really to reach new communities, communities who haven't participated in the AI ecosystem before. And so, you know, those types of projects will really be a priority for the NAIR pilot and are really well aligned with Educate AI. So the last slide here, I want to just make sure that there's really two ways to think about how NAIR Classroom can be coupled with Educate AI. It's an opportunity for educators who have a great idea, but also need some of these computing or data resources. to couple those. It's also an opportunity for PIs that may have infrastructure but want to provide it to the education community in a novel way. What it is not is an opportunity to get more computing or GPUs for your own campus cluster, right? So I just want to be very, very clear about that. And if we have time, maybe I will show just show off the website, and because I really want to make this real for people. If you unshare, Jeff, I will go ahead and share my screen. So yeah, this just opened up on Monday, and so this is the NAIR pilot resources. You can go to current opportunities, and it's a classroom educator call. And so then you can see a description of these resources. This one's from the San Diego Supercomputing Center. It's called the Prototype National Research Platform for Classroom. And this is a Vocarium a cloud platform as well. And then it kind of shows you the eligibility, basically. Very well aligned with Educate AI here, courses, a curriculum for data science, AI related coursework. And then what you need to provide, which again is like a course description, an estimate of the computing resources that you need, and then a few other odds and ends so that the team evaluating this can make sure there aren't like, they have enough resources spread over the duration of a semester or a year. And then some more just documentation formatting, and then you can like start your submission here. And if you have questions, then there's a help desk down here as well. So again, these are requests for like computing or educational platform resources, and this is not like an NSF proposal, but a request for resources that's managed by one of our awardees.
Okay, thanks, Katie. So I want to talk a bit about the proposal preparation process and things you should include in your Q proposal. So note that NSF has will effective May 20th, so in 11 days, right before our deadline, will put out a new proposal and award policies and procedures guide. So this you should of course consult. It answers most of your general questions about NSF proposals, but there are a couple important notes. So one big one is if you have any graduate students that you plan to fund in this, you need to include a mentoring plan for those graduate students. Similar to the postdoctoral mentoring plan, now you have to have a mentoring plan for postdoctoral researchers or graduate students. And there's also some changes to how biographical sketches are work. Your proposal is judged by the NSF merit review criteria. There's intellectual merit and broader impacts. Those are the two criteria. And there's a third set of criteria, the solicitation specific criteria, that asks, does the proposal identify the characteristics and needs of the intended populations to be served? And we say populations, that's saying that are you identifying some underrepresented or underserved population that you and why that population is the one that you're addressing. And then, given that you've identified some population or set of populations, does the proposal include specified plans or strategies for addressing and accommodating the particular needs of participants of the intended populations? Okay, so remembering that broadening participation is a key aspect of these proposals. So that is what we need to do. Okay, so key components of a Q proposal. So we expect that a Q proposal is going to have a knowledge base. right? So that work needs to be grounded in relevant literature and prior work. It is important that your project recognize and build upon prior work in whatever, in what you're doing. So that can be prior work at an institution, but I think it's very important to look beyond your institution, see what you're doing. For your evaluation plan, you know, how are you planning to evaluate? You're going to use independent evaluator. You're going to have an advisory board, but what kind of, you know, what kind of expertise are you getting from your evaluation? And what's the description of expertise in relationship to the project goals? And how will you use the results from those evaluations to inform what you're doing going forward? You need relevant research questions that need to be aligned with your research plan, project activities, and expected outcomes. They should be answerable through the data that you generate in your activities. So the questions that you pose, we hope you'll be able to address over the course of your project. You need a dissemination plan. You should identify appropriate channels of dissemination, and you need to use Creative Commons licensing for new materials. Since what you're doing is you're trying to improve undergraduate education, it's important to also think about how what you're proposing is sustainable. So consider the sustainability of activities after funding and any design of software and hardware, how that is going to be sustainable for the project that you're proposing. Important thing is you need a collaboration plan. So a collaboration plan is going to describe all the institutions that are involved in your project. So for a transformation or pathways, you need to decide who the lead institute of higher education, institution of higher education is. You have to say who that is and how the other institutions are also going to be involved. Talk about what your common goals and common metrics are going to be. It's not merely enough for three projects to just work on things independently. What are the common goals you're going to have? How are you going to make sure you have appropriate communication and convenings to make sure that the project stays on track, any management administrative structures. And then in addition to evaluating how well the project's going, you also want to perhaps assess and evaluate the success of the collaboration. And you should have references to budget line items that support collaboration and coordination mechanisms. Okay. Important things. So please refer to the Q solicitation for details. That is the authority, not what we say here. The deadline is May 30th. So we know this is last minute, but we wanted to make sure you got information about Educate AI in their classroom. And future deadlines are in the future. They hopefully watch it. Right now, we're in the proposal receipt window. Just so you know, the proposal is going to come in. And then if you want to know how long will it take to make a decision, we aim to have a recommendation on your proposal within 6 months of the deadline. And then award will happen usually within 30 days of us making our recommendation. Okay, so with that, I think we can go to questions. And what will be best is submit your questions